This is SBS Audio.
10 Disember 2025, kanak-kanak 16 tahun ke bawah di Australia tidak akan lagi dibenarkan memiliki akaun YouTube. Larangan ini diumumkan oleh kerajaan pusat, ekoran nasihat dari Pesuruhjaya E-Keselamatan Australia. Namun, sekatan terhadap remaja 16 tahun ke bawah ini dikutuk oleh setengah pihak yang mahu kajian lebih meluas dan mendalam terhadap kesan buruk ke semua platform media sosial. Tiga ibu bapa remaja yang membunuh diri akibat tekanan media sosial membawa kisah tragedi mereka terus ke pejabat Perdana Menteri Australia. Antaranya, Mia Bannister yang kini kehilangan anak lelaki beliau, Ollie, yang membunuh diri ketika usia beliau 14 tahun.
This restriction, while specific to account creation, is a good starting point. We won't stop pushing for real, meaningful reform. Together, we made change happen and together we will keep going. Thank you.
Minggu ini, Kerajaan Australia mengeluarkan larangan terhadap kanak-kanak 16 tahun ke bawah dari mendaftar akaun YouTube persendirian. Menteri Komunikasi Annika Wells berkata keputusan itu dibuat ekoran nasihat dari Pesuruhjaya E-Keselamatan Australia, Julie Inman-Grant.
The evidence cannot be ignored that 4 out of 10 Australian kids report that their most recent harm was on YouTube. And as parents, we are really trying our best when it comes to the internet, but it is like trying to teach your kids to swim in the open ocean with the rips and the sharks compared to at the local council pool. We can't control the ocean, but we can police the sharks.
Menurut Wells, kanak-kanak 16 tahun ke bawah masih tetap boleh mendapat akses untuk menonton isi kandungan YouTube.
There is a place for social media. There is no place for predatory algorithms, and that's what we're cracking down on. And there is no cure, but this is a treatment plan, and this is too important for us not to have a good crack at it.
Namun tidak semua yang bersetuju dengan larangan ini. Antaranya Leo Puglisi yang memulakan channel berita Six News beliau ketika masih lagi di sekolah rendah.
Broadly, it does restrict the access of teenagers to getting news and information. And that's not just from Six News, that's from other outlets who post their information online because they're getting that from traditional outlets, often one way or another. They might not be watching TV, they might not be listening to the radio, but they're seeing it online. This ban just cuts that off, or at least it seems to be attempting to do that.
Manakala YouTuber Grace Mulgrew pula khawatir larangan ini akan mengurangkan bilangan pengikut beliau.
Potentially, you know, my videos won't get recommended as much because, you know, the people who are not, you know, if they're using their parents' account, I'm sure they're going to be getting, you know, content that their parents are watching as well. So maybe it could impact the way that, you know, our videos get recommended, especially if you're like an up-and-coming YouTuber too. It's going to be really hard to try and establish an audience if you're trying to, you know, target a younger audience, say.
Larangan ini juga menerima kutukan dari timbalan ketua parti pembangkang, Ted O'Brien.
There's no doubt that the safety of children has to come first. What's curious is the government did not make it clear to the Australian people before the election its intent. Now it's changed its mind.
Ketua Komunikasi Parti Greens, Sarah Hanson-Young, turut memperlekehkan larangan ini yang diumumkan oleh Kerajaan Parti Buruh.
It's delulu to think that Google will just do the right thing. They need to be forced to do it, and that means a legislated, enforceable duty of care and to be licensed.
Dalam pada itu, syarikat Google yang memiliki YouTube menangguh pesta yang sepatutnya berlangsung di perkarangan Dewan Parlimen di Canberra sebagai tanda hormat kepada ibu bapa yang masih lagi merasai keperitan akibat kematian anak-anak remaja mereka. Google mengancam menyaman kerajaan Australia terhadap larangan ini. Jurucakap Google menerangkan bahawa YouTube bukannya platform sosial media. Sebaliknya, ia hanya sekadar platform untuk berkongsi video sahaja. Sementara itu, pengasas pertubuhan Digital Rights Watch, Lizzie O'Shea, berkata larangan sebegini tidak berkesan dan kerajaan Australia terlepas peluang untuk membuat perubahan yang lebih mendalam.
I absolutely think there's a role for government here to regulate large technology companies from a safety perspective. The question is, what form should that take? An outright ban has these technical problems, which I think can be very distracting from other reforms. The key reform I think that the government should progress at this stage is bold privacy reform. That attacks the underlying business model that gives rise to a lot of these negative design features.
Larangan ini berkuat kuasa 10 Disember ini. Berita ini hasil terbitan Thais Okuzi untuk berita SBS, diterbitkan oleh Zani Ahmad untuk SBS Bahasa Melayu.